We're here in New Haven. The score is 17-13. Standpoint up against Port Allsworth. 5:26 left in the third quarter. And Port Allsworth got the ball on the left side of the court. Swinging inside. Shot is up. No good. Rebound. Out of bounds. Standpoint ball. 17-13. 5:11 left in the third quarter. Standpoint up by four. Standpoint brings the ball in. Over to the left side of the corner. To Brittany. Brittany. Back to Brittany. Brittany's up. Shot is up. And that's good. Three-pointer by Brittany. The score is 20-13. Standpoint 4:47 left to go in the first quarter. I'd like to welcome those of you that are listening from King Cove and Standpoint, live from New Haven, Alaska. 4-day shot corner, no good. Up a three-bound, 4-day. Timeout, 20-15, Standpoint up by five. Third period, I'd like to welcome you all down in Standpoint, King Cove area to the Girls Aleutian Chain Conference Regional Tournament. Game one between the Standpoint Eagles and the Port Allsworth Lynx. And the timeout is over, and Standpoint will inbound. Ball is in. Number 23, Justina, inside. No good. Rebound by Port Allsworth. Bring it down the court. Fast break all the way down. Bounce pass. Deflected off. And point. Port A ball. Checking into the game is Dan Teza for Standpoint. Inbound Port Allsworth in the right corner. Up top, Port Allsworth. Swing it over right side. Baseline. Dribble back out. Back up top. Standpoint with the turnover. Pass break. That goes to Christina. Slows it up over in the corner to Emily, and they turn it over. Here comes Port Allsworth. Score is 20-15, 3:33 left in the third quarter. Port Allsworth setting up the offense, top right corner. Inside, Gloria. She bumps back and back up. Shot is up, no good, off the rim. Jump ball. And Port Allsworth will claim possession. 3:17, 20-15, Standpoint Lady Eagles up by five. Ball's in, corner, top of free throw line, shot up. No good, rebound, Port Allsworth. Corner inside to Gloria. Gloria throws up a shot, no good. Here comes Standpoint going out the court. Number 10, Brittany. Oh, and the ball is deflected. Standpoint will keep possession. Standpoint inbounds the ball. Brittany inside. No shot, no good by Brittany. Garner, and there's a turnover for Port Allsworth. Standpoint ball. Brittany inbounding it. Over to Justina. Justina back to Brittany. A shot up is good. Good shot by Justina. 22-15, 2:45 left in the third quarter. Standpoint Eagles, Lady Eagles up against Port Allsworth. A turnover. Here comes Justina. Back to Justina, over, and his shot is up, and layup is good. Another layup for Justina Porcincula. 24-15, your Lady Eagles up. 2:22 left to go in the third quarter. Port Allen's inside, Gloria. Shot is up, no good. Rebound, Sandpoint. And they're going. They're pushing the ball up the court. To number five, Nicole. Off shot is up, no good. Rebound, Brittany, and she's fouled. Brittany Garner will go to the free throw line. Or, excuse me, pardon. Yeah, that is Denteza will be going to the free throw line. My apologies. 24-15, 2:08 left in the third. Sandpoint Lady Eagles up against the Port Allen Riftlinks. First free throw up for Denteza. First one up, no, bounce off the rim, no good. She'll get another try at it. Checking into the game for the Eagles is I can't see the number. I'm sorry. My apologies. I'll get that to you shortly. Second free throw up off the rim. Bounce around. No good. Rebound, Sandpoint. Out to the corner. Fake left, right corner of the court. Inside again. Block. Here comes Portales with the ball. Position. And checking into the game, number 12 is Emily Vos. Port Allsworth with the ball. Inside corner, shot up. No good, rebound Port Allsworth. Oh, ball deflected, here comes Sandpoint going on the court. By number 34, there's Brittany. Brittany slows it up and pops a three, and it's good. Justina with a three-pointer. 27-15, 1:19 left to go in the third quarter. Porte shot up the free throw line, no good. Rebound, Sandpoint. Traveling turnover. Checking into the game for the Eagles is number 45, Peyton Stroud. Port Allen with inbounding the ball. Up top. Good defense trap. Inside. Bounce pass. Hook. And deflection off Sandpoint. Port Allen with ball. 54 seconds left to go in the third quarter. 27-15. Sandpoint Lady Eagles up against the Port Allen Riftlinks. Port Allen with inbounding the ball over to the right corner of the court. Dribbles up to the top. Screen. Shot is up. Blocked. And a foul on number 4, Madison Thompson. That is her first personal. Excuse me, second personal. 46 seconds left to go. Third period. Sandpoint up 27-15 against the Port Allen Riftlinks. First free throw up. No good. Second free throw up for Port Allen. No good. Rebound number 12. Emily Vos over to Nicole. And then Brittany Garner with the layup. Brittany Garner for 2 points. Again, 29-15, 34 seconds left to go in the third period. Port Allen has possession. Inside to Gloria Trifon. In and out. Back up and good. Port Allen for 2 points. 18 seconds left to go. 29-17 in the third period. Sandpoint with the ball. And that's a long three-pointer by Brittany Garner. Bounced off the rim. And 2.1 seconds left, 29-17. Port Allen with the ball inbound on their end of the court. Inbound the ball, shot up. No good off the backboard, and that's the end of the third quarter with your Sandpoint Eagles up 29-17 against the Port Alderman Lynx.
Come here.
I'd like to welcome you all listening from King Cove and Sandpoint and the surrounding areas to the Girls Regionals Aleutian Chain Conference Championships. Be advised, the next game, too, will be the King Cove Rookies versus the New Stuyahawk Eagles. That's following this game. Again, that's game two, King Cove Rookies versus the New Stuyahawk Eagles. Okay, fourth quarter just about to get started again. The score is 29-17, Sandpoint Lady Eagles up against the Port Alderman Lynx. Sandpoint inbounds the ball to Justina Porstenkula inside. Shot rebound and the turnover. Here comes Cordall with all the way down the court. She trips and falls, and she is down, and she hit the floor pretty hard, and she got pretty banged up, but she's all right. That's number 24 for Port Alderman, Caitlin Johnson. She took a bad spill, had to come out of the game. Checking into the game for the Port Alderman, I think, is Kiana Trefon. 10-point ball, inbounding by Emily Voss. Out to number 10, Brittany Garner. She dribbles down the court, sets the offense over to Justina. Inside shot, no good. Rebound, Porte. Porte shot up, no good. Off the rim, bounces around, and good. Again, that's 19 for all the rest, 29 Sandpoint Lady Eagles. And Brittany Garner dribbles the ball down, out over to Justina. Excuse me, I got to get these names. Justina with the ball up front, back to Brittany. Brittany takes a dribble, bounce course inside to number 4, Madison. Madison up, no good. Ball tip to Port Alderman. And turnover. Up, another turnover. Port Alderman coming down for a layup. Number 11, no good. Back up for number 4. 14 for the Lynx is Carissa Aldrich. And the Sandpoint the Eagles bringing the ball down. Justina setting the offense up on the right-hand side of the court. Takes his left baseline. Back out to Megan. Megan bounce passes over to Justina. Justina back over to Brittany. Brittany takes a three. That's no good off the rim. Rebound, Port Alderman's in. Justina just takes the ball away. And another turnover. Here comes Port Alderman. No good with the layup. Back comes Justina, dribbling up on the right side of the court. Up, loses the ball. Turnover again. Here comes Port A. Bounce pass to number 14. That's 2 points for Chris Allsworth. And the score is 23-29. Sandpoint up with 5:55 left to go in the fourth quarter. Again, since you didn't hear the starting lineups from the teams, for Port Alderman, we got Mackenzie Olson, number 21, Marissa Olson, number 25, Carissa Allsworth, number 14, Allie Smith, number 33, Mercy Alder, number 11. Alyssa Olson, number 23. Kiana Chief, number 4. KBB, number 3. Caitlin Johnson, number 14. And for your Eagles, we got Madison Thompson, number 4. Nicole Gunderson, number 5. Brittany Garner, number 10. Emily Vos, number 12. Justina Porn-Nikula, number 23. Danteza Pangilinan, number 34. And Peyton Stroud, number 45. Inbound Sandpoint to number 34. Danteza, she takes the ball inside and then the foul. And that's Danteza going to the free throw line. two shots. First free throw is up, and it's off the rim. She will get another one. Again, the score is 29-23. Sandpoint Lady Eagles up against the Port Allsworth Lynx. 5:50 left to go in the fourth period. Second free throw up. Up, no good, off the rim. Well, good hustle, and a turnover, and it will stay Sandpoint ball. Sandpoint inbound to Justina. Justina to Dantesa. Dantesa back to Justina. Over corner. Shot over the rim. No good. Rebound Porte and a foul on. The foul is on number 10, Brittany Garner. 10 points setting up in the full court press. Oh, that's the turnover. Saved by what a great hustle by. Great hustle by Nicole Gunderson. She took a bad spill and tried to save the ball, but was unsuccessful. Great hustle. Shot up before all this, no good. Rebound. Number four, Madison. Turnover. Back to Alyssa Allsworth. Inside to. Back out to. Inside to Gloria Trefon, number three. Number 14 with the shot. No good. Off the rebound. Rebound number four, Madison. And here comes Dantesa. Dribbles on the court, right side. Back out to Dantesa. Dantesa back to Brittany. Over to Madison. Madison jump ball. And it is white ball. Port Allsworth ball. Again, the score is 29-23. Fourth period. 4:50 left to go in the fourth quarter. Sandpoint up against the Port Allsworth Lynx. Game one of the girls' regional Aleutian Chain Conference Regional Championship. Another turnover that is collected by Justina. Over to Justina, back up. And that is good. Good shot by Dantesa. Dantesa. And another almost a turnover. A great hustle. 31-23, Sandpoint up. 4:29 left to go in the fourth period. Port Allsworth on the trap, inside to number 11, a steal. Oh, Sandpoint with the turnover. There goes Brittany Garner, down court to Justina. Justina up, shot is good. Excuse me, that's Justina. 2 points for Justina. Pornicola, timeout. 33-23, Sandpoint, Lady Eagles, up in the fourth period. I'd like to welcome all you listening in from King Cove and Sandpoint and their surrounding areas to game one of the Girls Aleutian Chain Conference Regional Championships between the Port Allsworth Lynx and your Sandpoint Eagles. Again, the next game of this, game two of this tournament, will be the New Steahawk Eagles versus the King Cove Rookies, and that's following this game. And the coach for the Sandpoint Lady Eagles is Emma Mobeck. And the coach for the Port Allsworth Lynx is Abby Wells. Port Allsworth ball. Up top. Inside to number 14, Aless. Foul on. Oh, that's turnover. Sandpoint ball. Inbounding is Nicole Gunderson. Out to number 10, Brittany Garner. Brittany Garner down the left side of the court. Dribbles in. Inside back out to number 34. And shot is up. Shot is up again. Rebound. And there's a personal foul on the Lady Eagles. Fouls on Denteza Pangilinan. That's her first personal. Again, the score is 33-23, 3:39 left to go in the fourth quarter here in Game 1 of the Girls Regional Aleutian Chain Conference Regional Championship. Port Elizabeth inside, loses the ball, turnover, bad point, possession. Nicole Gunderson jumps it in to Justina. Justina dribbles through defense, sets the offense up. Ball in the play, screen, Justina with the ball. Back to number 34, Santeza, and she scores 2 points. 35-23, 3:08 left to go in the fourth period. Standpoint Lady goes up against the Port Elizabeth Lynx. Gloria Tifo with a shot, block, rebound. Here comes number 10, Brittany Garner, again to the left side of the court. And there's a jump ball, and it stays in possession. Checking into the game for the Port Elizabeth Lynx is Caitlin Johnson. Standpoint to inbound the basketball out to Justina. Justina back over to, mishandled the ball, a turnover. Here comes Port Elizabeth. Number 14, Alyss. Elizabeth, she shot up, is no good. Rebound, Standpoint. Standpoint, another hard collision. Kick back right up. Standpoint up shot. Number 4, Madison Thompson for 2 points. 37-23, 2 minutes and 29 seconds left to go in the fourth period. Port Elizabeth inside. Back out to number 23. Back to Alyssa Elizabeth. A turnover. That's number 10, Brittany Garner. She takes it down and over to Justina, who's open for a three. Off the rim. And Justina looks like she is limping. Cramp. She stays in the game, though. Put a lot of the top of the key. Bounce pass off the foot. Back against Alyssa Elizabeth. Up shot. No good. Rebound, Standpoint. Back to Port Elizabeth. Here's in Standpoint Madison with the rebound. And here comes number 10, Brittany Garner, over to Justina. Justina dribbles out. Top of the key. Inside to Madison. 2 points for Madison Thompson. 39-23, 1:27 left to go in the fourth period. Your Standpoint Lady Eagles up. And a turnover to Brittany Garner, and she's dribbling down the court. Inside, a wide open Madison, she misses it, and a jump ball, and Port Elizabeth possession. 1:12 left to go, 23-39, your Standpoint Lady Eagles up, and a timeout. Once again, the score is 39-23. It's Lady Eagles up against the Port Elizabeth Lynx. Fourth period. One minute and 12 seconds left to go in the game. Port Elizabeth possession. Inside to Gloria Trifon. She shoots up. No good. Rebound, Standpoint. And another steal. And a foul on Madison Thompson. Shooting foul. Shooting two will be Alyssa Olson for Port Elizabeth. First shot is up and no good. She'll get one more shot at it. Second shot is up, and it's good. It bounces in. 24-39, 58 seconds left to go in game one between the Sandpoint Lady Eagles and the Port Allsworth Lynx. Madison's got the ball. Right post back over to Justina. Or Brittany, excuse me, back to Justina. And she's going to dribble. Back over to Brittany. And they're just playing passion. No, there's a shot. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Madison. And that's a turnover. 28.4 seconds left. 39-24. Your Lady Eagles up. Fourth period. Port Allsworth inside again. And a personal foul. A personal foul on Madison Garner. Port Allsworth, Alyssa Allsworth for a three-pointer. No good. Rebound. Number 10, Brittany Garner. She takes the ball down the court. And look like they're going to dribble the ball out. Look like that is going to be it. Excuse me. Christina takes one last second three in the game. And that is it. So Lady Eagles, 39. Lady Eagles, 39. Port Allsworth Lynx, 24. Game one winner. The Sandpoint Lady Eagles, 39.
All righty. Sonny, this is Virgil at KSDP. I'm going to let you go, and I'll send you a text when we can come back in. We're going to try and get the tail of this T-Jax game. You pick me up, Sonny.
Okay, and don't go anywhere. We have another game.
All righty, Sonny.
Between the New Stewart Eagles and the King Cove Rookies. Once again, the final score, 39-24, Sandpoint over Port Allsworth.
Hey, Sonny, let me cut in for a moment. This is Virgil at KSDP. Do you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
All righty. Sorry about that. I had myself out of the mix. We are going to switch over to a little bit of coverage of the T-Jax and let you have a break. I'll send you a text when we can come back in with the King Cove Rookies.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll be standing by.
Awesome. You sound beautiful. Thank you so much, Mr. Lamont.
You're welcome, sir.
You too.
Talk soon.
Talk soon. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.